This is such a hot topic now, Dr. Scanlon. Thank you for being here and talking about this, especially now because kids are back in school or going back to school. And I say kids meaning students, right. Mm-hmm. Because I think anybody who is in school is still a kid in many ways.
Yes.
So, Doctor, tell us who you're affiliated with and kind of give us a little bit of your background.
Great. Well, thanks for having me on today. My name's Dr. Susan Scanlon, and I'm a board-certified gynecologist. I'm in practice at the Midwest Center for Women's Healthcare, and I've been in practice for 20 years now. I've taken care of thousands of women in that age range that we're talking about today, and I really have a passion for educating young women about how they can have a great college experience. And one of the key components is how to take care of yourself. So thank you for having me on to talk about that topic.
I think it's so important, again, for all women, and now we're going back to school. When I went to the University of Illinois, we all got a whistle. You know, the first week of orientation, all the girls.
Oh, that's interesting.
And at the time, I thought, all right, really, what's that going to do?
You know,
but it was kind of a time where there were still quite a few sexual assaults, but many were not reported.
Sure.
And now, thankfully, we're in a day and age where many more of these are reported. I guess let's start there. Why was it so taboo in the past to report a sexual assault?
Well, the thought is that the women don't report because they're afraid they won't be believed. Further, they're afraid of what they hear the process may be, where they become victimized again through the process, questioned, and their integrity questioned, just the probing questions that come up and makes them feel vulnerable and ashamed. And so a lot of women would not come forward for that reason. So I applaud all the efforts, Joe Biden. There's been so much.
Governor Rauner, of course.
Rauner, certainly, and all the efforts that are being made to bring awareness and put it on the table, encourage parents to talk to their sons and daughters about the topic. I've been doing college prep workshops for young women and their parents to come to talk about the topics and give them some tools that they can use to tackle the issue. But the more that's brought, as uncomfortable as it may be, the more that's brought to the table, I think we'll come up with better solutions for safety for all students.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. Two of the last incidents that we had been reporting on at the University of Illinois were alleged to have happened at fraternity houses or with boys that these girls allegedly knew. And I say allegedly because no one's been convicted yet of anything. So I just want to protect everybody in this scenario. But I guess I just want to make it clear that even if a woman is with her boyfriend and things start to happen, no means no.
Absolutely. And, you know, interestingly, 75% of sexual assaults are thought to be by someone that the victim knows, be it their present or prior boyfriend. Actually, that statistic is 50% of assaults are thought to be the attacker is either a present or prior boyfriend. But it can be acquaintance. It can be your boyfriend's roommate. It can be the guy you just met at the party half an hour ago who's walking you home, you know, because you thought that he was everything was fine.
Right,
and,
right.
So 75%, that's the majority of sexual assault.
And that's crazy high, that number.
It is. And you don't want young women to be fearful of enjoying their experience in college. But they need to be wise. You need to be aware and take some steps that you can protect yourself. You know, the first 6 weeks of college have been, you know, titled the red zone. And that's, you know, research has shown that the first 6 weeks are a particularly vulnerable time for women. They have shown this scientifically or in the scientific research.
Sure.
And so therefore, they think it's associated with alcohol use. And they think it's the student's expectation of alcohol use as being the norm.
Right.
Also, they have not a lot of experience with the freedom and the use of alcohol. Perhaps they have some experience in high school, but then they come to college. You know, there's no curfew. They're running their own show.
You're away from home.
You're away from home.
In most cases, for the first time.
It's
you're
a meeting
whole
new
world.
People with different backgrounds, uh-huh. different experiences. And sometimes women will find themselves in an uncomfortable situation or their boundaries have been pushed. They don't really know how to handle it. And sometimes things don't go so well. So I think it's really important that if we can educate them about what they're going to face in college so that they can take some steps to protect themselves when they get there would be really a smart move for all of us as educators and parents.
Let's talk about some of these steps. Just a few, maybe a couple of the easier things, first of all, that women can do, that girls can do when they're away. Where would you start?
Well, I think the first step, you know, I have a list of things I always tell people. I think the first step is to take a self-defense class. I think every woman would benefit from a self-defense class, but particularly when you're moving away from home for the first time. The purpose of the self-defense class is to give you some tools to make protecting yourself an instinct rather than a reaction. Mm-hmm. And if you're in college, it's not too late. You know, many colleges will have a self-defense class as part of their curriculum.
Right, and many
college.
Are free. A lot of these are free classes.
They're free.
Yeah.
The Fight Like a Girl program is now called Girls on Guard. I think it's a great program. There's also a program called RAD, R-A-D. Mm-hmm. You can sign up for martial arts. You know, they have programs in every form of martial arts to protect yourself. But the key is to be able to yell out loud, mm-hmm. you know, yell to gather some attention. The best word is no,
yeah.
gather some attention. And then use the tools that they've taught you to defend yourself. So I think that's the first step. The second step is to acquaint yourself with a blood alcohol calculator website so you can understand your alcohol limit and then stick to it.
Right.
Third step, I think, that's really important is to load on some safety apps, such as Circle of Six or Companion. Input your the college shuttle schedule into your phone and then have a taxi cab app on your phone, such as Curb or Lyft, so that you can get a safe ride home after the party.
Absolutely. I just heard of an app yesterday. It was at a neighborhood community meeting for safety, and there's a new one called Emergency. Emergent, and then capital S-E-E, so it's spelled Emergency with S-E-E on the end. And literally, it's an app. You click the button, and it calls 911 for you.
Oh, that's
so you
great.
Don't have to pull
great.
Up your phone. I mean, I know on many phones, I know on the Apple, the iPhone, it has it in the corner where you
sure.
can say emergency call. But this, you just hit the app and it dials 911 for you. So yeah, have these apps.
Yeah.
Because most people have their phone, most kids and students especially, always have their phone
it's
with
them. It's glued to their hand,
yeah.
right? They sleep with it. I mean, it's in their room right next
yeah.
to them all the time. You know, I have three teenagers, so I know how that is. But I think what you need to know is science has not proven an app to change an outcome.
Right.
However, it is a helpful tool. So why not utilize, this is the age of apps, utilize yeah. those resources to your advantage for safety.
Do you think, I guess maybe segueing and real quickly to social media, I mean, I know it's great in every way, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, we can keep in touch with friends and find out. I know most classes now email the homework assignments too. But do you think in the age of social media, it's become more dangerous for students?
In what sense?
Well, in the sense that, unfortunately, a lot of these acts sometimes are videotaped or they appear online, you know, so then it makes the victim even more vulnerable.
Sure. You know, I'm not an expert in that area. There is a woman named Lynn Tovar who mm-hmm. is an expert in that area. She's coming out with a new book soon. I think that it's just one more piece of potential victimization.
Yeah.
And, you know, you try and educate your patients, you try and educate your children, the people in your community, about the problem of the videotaping and the sexting and all that and how it can impact you much later on.
Mm-hmm.
But there is bullying that goes through there and intimidation that is used through there. Again, I'm not an expert mm-hmm. in that, and I think the more information that we have and the more information that we can bring in experts on that and educate our youth is valuable.
What other tips would you have for women being safe?
Well, I know being a gynecologist,
yeah.
I would certainly say plan your method of contraception before you become sexually active.
Okay.
And do not rely on someone else for your protection. You should have the condom in your purse to protect yourself against STDs. You know, 80% of women in college age range will be sexually active. And of those women, 80% don't use contraception either consistently or properly. That's a problem.
Oh,
and
it's a huge problem in so many ways, not just for trying not to get pregnant or getting pregnant.
Right. So, you know, I think it's really important. Again, it's this conversation's about protecting yourself. Well, protecting yourself against unplanned pregnancy and STDs is very important because that can derail you from your path as well.
You know, and a message, too, for parents out there. I know many, it's difficult to raise a child in today's day and age, and
sure.
you want to protect your child, especially your daughter. But, you know, when I was growing up, the gynecologist was, I don't want to say taboo, but you were scared to say, hey, I think it's time to go see the gynecologist.
Sure, right.
Women, I mean, at what
age?
They're
still terrified.
I know. It's true. It's true. No, you're great. But no, girls are scared to do that. So
sure.
At what age should a young girl first go see the gynecologist and then start talking about safe sexual practices?
Well, the guidelines are now that the first pap smear is at age 21. You know, when we were younger, I'm much older than you, but when we were younger, certainly we were supposed to go there around 16.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rule is as soon as you become sexually active, whatever age that is, you should see the gynecologist so that you can have advice about contraception and
right.
have sexually transmitted disease or infection screening.
Sure.
But I think, you know, every parent faces that question about when should I bring my daughter in. And I think when you sense that something, that they may be becoming sexually active, or certainly if they're having problems with their, you know, their cycle, I think it's really important to go in and see the doctor. I think beginning the conversation about safe sex and making good choices, I think that it's almost never too young. Middle school is really,
right.
There are many middle school children, right? I mean, the young people that begin sexual activity. So I think it's really important to begin the conversation as early as possible. Certainly direct it in a way that, I mean, no one's comfortable with the conversation. I am, because this is what I do all day
sure,
long.
Sure.
But, you know, young people are uncomfortable. So figuring out ways that you can connect with them and bring up the topic is difficult but worthwhile.
Right. So. Absolutely. And I have, you know, I know of people who may be divorced or whatnot. And sometimes the daughter has to go to dad. So dad should be comfortable as well talking to his daughter about, hey, let's go see the doctor, you know, have
Absolutely.
A conversation with your father as well. It's not just a
yes.
mom-daughter thing.
Absolutely. You know, the men of this generation are very involved, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, my youngest sister is several years younger than me, and she's married to, so they're in their 30s.
Okay.
And he is such a hands-on dad and very involved, and I applaud it. I mean, it's two parents. You know, both are involved, and both are very uncomfortable, but it's an important part of having a family.
Absolutely. And what else do you want to say, I guess, as far as, you know, protecting yourself when you go away to school, or not even just school. There's study abroad now.
Sure.
I mean, there's cases where you're leaving home not just to go to school, but
right.
you are going to be away in an unfamiliar environment. What else would you say to women?
I think two other things are important. First, you know, think about who you are and what your boundaries are. You know, you're going to meet people from all different backgrounds who will have different boundaries. So if you think that through in advance, and then you apply your personal values to what you're going to face, odds have it, at least what I found with my patients, they seem to be happier with the outcomes of their choices. And then second, practice a few sentences that you can say to get yourself out of a bad situation. Many of my patients, you know, things may go wrong on their path, right? We're all people. We're
sure.
all making mistakes along the way. And some say, gosh, you know, I wanted to get out of that situation. I didn't know what to say. And when you look at the research and things, it's, well, was it peer pressure? Was it that they just tried to fit in? Was it they didn't think things through? They didn't plan ahead? Maybe they just didn't know what to say, right? You know,
right.
we want them to say no. We all, that's the motto, just say no. Well, sometimes they aren't strong enough at the young age to just say no. So I encourage my patients to think a few sentences through that they can use, some key go-to phrases that they can use to get themselves out of that situation, such as, you know, you're fumbling through, if you're fumbling through that first
experience yeah.
You don't want to be trying to think of your sentence at that time. So if a guy's, for example, pressuring you to have sex and you're not ready, so, you know, no thanks, I'm not ready for sex.
I'm not
or,
ready, yeah.
You know, if you're not comfortable saying that, say, you know, I don't feel the good. My stomach hurts. I have to go home.
Right.
Or they're pushing you to do shots and you, you know, say, you know what, last time I threw up. Whatever you want to say.
Sick,
I'm
just
sick.
Something like
something.
That, yeah.
But the key is that you're not thinking of it right then, because a lot of times you feel uncomfortable or feel the peer pressure. So I encourage them, think of those sentences in advance. And then the key is to practice them so they're ready to go when the time comes. And I can suggest all I want as the guy. The key is that they think of those sentences
right.
And then have them ready to go so they can say it with confidence.
In a time of such enormous peer pressure, would you encourage students to have someone to talk to? Mom, dad, an aunt, an uncle, a godmother, somebody like that that they can go to, like their comfort person, to talk about all of this, to be prepared?
Yeah, I think it's really important to find someone you can confide in. And everyone isn't close to their mom and dad,
sure.
right?
Right.
Some people don't have their mom and dad in their life mm-hmm. for whatever reason. So having a teacher, a coach, a good friend, someone mm-hmm. that you can trust, I think is important. You know, I wrote this book called The Gynae's Guide for College Women, How to Have a Healthy, Safe, and Happy 4 Years. For that reason, you know, some women don't have a resource.
Right.
And so I tried to put all the important information that women may face when they're in college in one resource mm-hmm. because it's hard to find that. I have high school girls and I wanted to give them a resource so that they would, if they were uncomfortable asking me, well, here's a book to read. Well, I couldn't find the book. And so I wanted to pull something together that came from about sexual assault, that had things on abnormal periods, that had information on alcohol, depression, stress management, exercise, how to eat right, all in one place. And then, so if you don't have anyone in your life that you trust, or maybe you do trust but you feel uncomfortable asking, that's a great resource. So,
well, and say the name of the book again. Is it still available?
We can get it
on Amazon?
Yeah, it's on Amazon. It's called The Gynae's Guide, because I'm a gynecologist.
Right.
So The Gynae's Guide for College Women, How to Have a Healthy, Safe, and Happy 4 Years.
Well, thank you. I mean, this has been great. It's eye-opening in so many ways, too. And again, I guess I would just end with, you know, no means no.
Absolutely.
Don't ever be afraid to say no. And it's so easy for us to say that because we've been through college.
Sure.
But we were there too.
Yes.
You know, I was scared. You were probably scared.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
every woman going away for the first time and you're in an environment where you probably will be pressured. It's just
yes.
been like that since the beginning of time.
And so, you're going to fumble through and you're going to
yeah.
make mistakes. The key is hopefully to learn from those and then have a resource. So these colleges now that, especially in the state of Illinois, with that new act, that they're going to need to have preventive measures in place and then a plan in place in case a student does reach out and say they have a problem, that they actually have the resources available to them. Maybe that will bring some comfort to those students. Maybe more women will come forward. We can advance the resources available to all students.
Do you have a website or somewhere we can direct people?
I do. My practice website is MidwestCenterForWomen'sHealthCare.com.
Okay.
And then for my with my mission to helping college women, it's called TheGynaesGuide.com.
Perfect. Dr. Susan Scanlon, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much. Thanks.